It is a great opportunity to be here with you tonight. I do want to apologize for not being here last Wednesday night. I had all intentions of being here, and I worked rather late. By the time I got home, church was already started. And Brother Mickey said he didn't go home to change clothes. I think y'all would prefer it if I did. I think y'all would want me to come in the condition that I was in. I call your attention just for a little while this evening to Psalm 23. Psalm 23. I was in a meeting at Fredericksburg, Texas on Saturday, and a young preacher said he wanted to turn to a very familiar scripture. And he said he did that back home, and one of the older ministers there told him that every scripture ought to be familiar. And so I will say a more familiar scripture. How does that sound? A more familiar scripture, Psalm 23. I'd like to read it all and then make some comments on one particular part of it. The Lord is my shepherd, and that's pretty good right there. That's a blessed condition to be able to say the Lord is your shepherd. David understood. David was a shepherd. This is the Psalm of David. David was a shepherd, and he knew something about being a shepherd, what it required, what it entailed, and he's saying the Lord is his shepherd, and he says, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Like, look back at verse 4, to the statement that he makes, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. As I was reading and studying this passage of Scripture, and I am still reading and studying this passage of Scripture, I think there's so much to be gained from Psalm 23. But as I was reading, that really caught me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. David is saying there is something here that brings him comfort, and he says it's the rod and thy staff. By the wording of it, it seems like to me there's two different instruments there. There's a rod and there's a staff. I began to, and I've done a lot of reading and want to do a whole lot more reading concerning a life of a shepherd and what takes place as a shepherd. It tells you there in verse 2 that there are some things that the good shepherd does, and it says he makes me to lie down in green pastures and leads me beside the still waters. And I believe there's some good stuff there. But as I look at the rod and the staff, I have to look at something and say, what is he talking about? What does he mean, the rod and thy staff? For many years, as I looked at this scripture, I really thought the rod was talking about the rod of correction. That brings comfort. It should bring comfort, because the Bible clearly tells us that he chasteneth every one that he loveth. So if you're chastened by the Lord, that means he loves you. And if he loves you, my friends, he will always love you. And you will be in heaven and immortal glory because of his never-ending love. So that should bring much comfort. It also says, the Bible says, but if you be without chastisement, then are you bastards and not sons. So there should be some more comfort there to know that the Lord does chasten those that he loves. But I believe this rod is not talking about that. It may allude to it, but I think there's something else that David brought David more comfort, if I can put it in that light. In Leviticus chapter 27, if I can get there. Leviticus chapter 27, and you get there ahead of me, I'm coming. I'm just a little slow tonight. Leviticus chapter 27 and verse 31. Let's read this in 32. This is Leviticus 27, 31 and 32. And if a man will, at all redeem aught of his tithes, he shall add thereto the fifth part thereof. And concerning the tithe of the herd or the flock, even whatsoever passeth under the rod, the tenth shall be holy unto the Lord. Now, if you notice the terminology there, he says, if you pass under the rod. Well, what does he mean by that? What is the writer conveying to us here that you're passing under the rod? Well, what I read and what I understand about a shepherd is when that time came for the shepherd to bring them into the sheepfold, the sheepcote as it's often called, it was an enclosure that he brought the sheep in during the night. And it only had one door, it had a gate. And he would bring those sheep in that gate. And he would hold that rod as they passed under the rod, he would count them. Friends, for you to give a tenth of something, you've got to know what the whole is. You can't give a tenth of something that you don't know what the whole is. And that's what this is important, because here the sheep are being numbered. Here the sheep are being numbered, my friends. And I believe that's what this rod is talking about. Because when you pass under the rod, you are counting those sheep. And David says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In Jeremiah chapter 33 and verse 13, he said, in the cities of the mountains, in the cities of the vale, and in the cities of the south, and in the land of Benjamin, and in the places about Jerusalem, and in the cities of Judah, shall the flocks pass again under the hands of him that telleth them, saith the Lord. He's talking about passing under that rod, under the hand of the Lord. And see, the Lord knows them are his. They are numbered, my friends. And that's the comfort that David got, is that he was in that number. That rod, he's passed under that rod because he's one of his sheep, you see. What did David say? What's the first two words? Or the first few words? The Lord is my shepherd. So if the Lord is David's shepherd, that means he must believe that he's one of his sheep. And if he's one of his sheep, then he's blessed, my friends. And that's what David is saying, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Go to John 6 and 37. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me. You see, all the sheep, my friends, they're numbered. And every one that the Father gave the Son, and this is nothing new. This is probably things you've heard so much that you say, well, Brother Ricky, I've heard it too much. I haven't heard it too much, my friends. Oh, all the Father giveth me shall come to me. That shows the omnipotence, my friends, of my Lord and Savior. That He's not going to lose one of His sheep. He knows where they are. You know, if you turn to Luke chapter 15 and you read the parables of the lost son, the lost coin, and the first one is the lost sheep. And it says, if you had 100 sheep and you had 99, that means you counted them and lost one, would you not leave the 99 to go get the one? Well, I tell you, they're numbered. I don't tell you, when you start reading in Romans chapter 8, verse 29, it says, and them that he foreknew, them he also did predestinate. Them he predestinated, them he also called. Them he called, them he also justified. Them he also glorified. You see, they're numbered. And it all equals right there. I like what it says. I like what the terminology of the Bible, my friends, it's very clear what it's talking about here. And David is saying, I am blessed because the Lord is my shepherd. And that rod, I have passed under that rod, my friends. And the Lord knows I'm one of His sheep. He's counted me in that number. And I just don't think people understand the blessing that is. I don't think we really take it in our minds sometimes of how blessed we really are. How many of you have had your boss to hug you in the parking lot after you got through working? I did yesterday. My boss hugged me. Last Thursday, we cut Enterprise School. And when we got finished, he'd asked me about working with him Friday. And I said, Mr. Walter, I'm going to Texas. And he said, you going for a ball game? And I said, no, sir, I'm going to church. He pulls out $60 and gives to me. That's what kind of boss I have. I'm thankful for him. He's a God-fearing man. I've heard no vulgarity come from his mouth. I've only heard encouraging words and thankfulness in his heart. You see? And then that's just temporal things. That's just things here. What about these spiritual things that you've been numbered with his sheep, my friend? That you can say the same thing as David said in Psalm 23. You can say this afternoon, this evening, the Lord is your shepherd. You can say the exact same thing. The Lord is my shepherd too. Because you are in that number. In 2 Timothy. In 2 Timothy. And I want to tell you, I heard such an outstanding sermon on this very verse on Saturday afternoon. 2 Timothy. We'll pick up with verse 16. But 19 is the verse I'm looking for. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. But look at verse 19. What had happened to these? Their faith had been overthrown in the resurrection. They got to believe that the resurrection has already occurred. But what does it say in verse 19? Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. You mean the Lord has a people? You believe that? You believe he knows how many people that he has? So you believe they're numbered? I do too. I don't think the Lord is, when that day comes that Brother Mickey was talking about, that last day when the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ comes back, I don't think when he presents them to the Father is going to say, well, we got more than I expected. Or we don't have as many as I expected. What happened? No, my friends, everyone that God the Father gave, God the Son, before the foundation of the world is going to be in heaven and immortal glory because they're in that number. Does that bring comfort or not? It brings comfort to me. It brings comfort to me because I know that salvation is in the Lord's hands. And when you think there's that a person has not shown very much fruit, if they're one of the Lord's, my friends, he can work on them in the dying minutes. He can do that circumcision of the heart. And it doesn't take him long. So much more could be said there, but I want to look at the second part of that. He says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. How many of you have ever been like the prodigal son and you went astray? I wonder sometimes when I go to churches, and I go quite a bit and enjoy going and blessed to go, of how many people, the Lord's people, have gone astray. They're missing the blessings of what should be theirs and could be theirs. I believe what David's talking about when he says, thy staff, thy rod and thy staff. From what I've read, what I've studied, what I've looked at, that a shepherd had a long stick that had a curve on it. Now, if you'll do any reading on sheep at all, you can't beat sheep into submission. When you read about a sheep, you can read that they're led. The sheep are always led. They're going to follow. Read the terminology. In John chapter 10, I know my sheep and they do what? They follow me. He didn't say I beat my sheep and therefore they run to where I want them to go. He says I know them and they follow me. That's what the shepherd does. The shepherd knows his sheep, and he knows how to lead them. Remember what David said. Let me turn there and get the exact terminology there. It says, he maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. You see, he leads me. And you know what's important about the still waters? Sheep will not drink. From what I read, sheep will not drink from rushing water. The only where the pool is silent, that's the still waters. You think about how that can apply to your life. How it applies. I sometimes It's amazing how hectic our life gets. It's like a whirlwind. You ever seek peace sometimes just to be alone and to meditate on the Lord and the Scripture and just to have some time to rest a little bit and rest your thoughts? I think the Lord leads us to those places. He leads us to those still waters. But see, that staff, that crooked end, when a sheep would go, maybe he would get in trouble. Maybe get in a place that he needed to be pulled out of. And that crook was, he could just get him around the neck and pull him to where he, to safety. He could gently lead him back to where he needs to be. Friends, that's so important for me to understand tonight that my Lord does me that same way. He gently just leads me right back to where I need to go. You know, it's amazing sometimes to me that you can be having thoughts about a Scripture, or you can be dry, and you get around some of your brethren, and they start talking about Scripture, and it stirs you up to read and study a little bit more. That brings me comfort. That's maybe the Lord leading me gently back to, Brother Ricky, you need to focus a little more on the Word than the world. You understand there's only one letter difference between the Word and the world? At L? Yeah. Would you rather spend more time in the Word or more time in the world? Sometimes we get caught up in the world. Things of the world and things we want to do. I'm as guilty as anyone under the sound of my voice sometimes of spending too much time doing things that I don't need to be doing. And I'm not talking about evil things, so to speak. I'm talking about watching TV or just doing nothing. You know, there's some people who can't stand to be idle. I can. There's times I just like to prop my feet up and do nothing. I mean, just sit there. Now, I will tell you, my mind I don't think is ever idle. I don't think it is. If it is, I don't remember that time. Maybe when I'm asleep, but I think a lot in my sleep. David says, "Thy rod and thy staff comfort me." And I believe David understood some things. I believe we should understand some things. That his rod comforts us. That we're in that number. That he's numbered us. And friends, he didn't lose it. He didn't lose one. Not one sheep's going to be lost. And his staff, when we err, in whatever way it is, he gently brings us back to where we need to be. I believe that's what we need to be praying for those who have gone astray. Those who are missing the blessing of this life. Missing the blessing of being in the Lord's house. I believe we need to pray for that. I pray you've gotten something when I've tried to speak this afternoon. May the Lord bless you.